Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very, very loved, and incredibly sexy people. Hi. Here we are, Thursday morning. Welcome to the Conscious Creation Show. And I have a special show for you today. We are going to do one of our infamous privates with one of my beloved clients. Miss Tina has agreed to come forward and do this and serve for you today. We have no idea where we're going. We haven't even discussed what's up. But you better know it's what's up for you and me, because that's the way the energy works. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm fabulous. You a little bit nervous?
I am, yes.
Well, you know why? Let's just go there. You know, when we're putting ourselves out there to the world, which is what we're all wanting to do, right, is
yeah.
put ourselves out and connect. Why do we get nervous, do you think?
I think fear of being judged, of what other people will think, what they'll say.
I think you're right. And so if we take our focus off of what they think and what we give, does that shift your energy in any way?
Yes. Yeah, I think it does.
Okay, good. So let's do that and really claim the prayer around, well, the two dichotomies, the yin and yang would be I give and I'm judged. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay, so we're claiming the prayer, I am divine love, around all this and invoking the symbol. That was a really good start, because that represents us all getting out into the world in whatever way we want to get out there. I know when I go into an audition, if I go into it from the intention of what can I give, instead of, oh my God, what do they think? How do they think I'm doing? Am I going to get the part? I always transcend the material and usually do get the part.
Right.
As opposed to when I'm worried. So let's just come together, Tina, and choose and intend and commit that we connect with the highest information and knowledge from the world of all and unlimited possibilities with the highest understanding possible. It is our commitment to serve ourselves, others, the world, the universe, and the atmosphere in that way. And so it is through divine love. Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Okay, well, just adding to that, the nervousness, I just want to know whether I'm actually always in fight or flight response when I'm like that, because I do that a lot.
You're absolutely in fight or flight, because and they're showing me a guy tap dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings to me, I'm tap dancing as fast as I can
right.
to serve
yeah.
you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we tap dance as fast as we can to serve other energy, we very rarely serve ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we have to serve ourselves, really, in order to serve others. Giving
right.
up ourselves in any way doesn't really serve others. Right?
Yep.
So, yes, and the highest thing for you to know is that you are safe, safe and secure in this world when you come forward for yourself, not first, but with others. And they're showing me, remember about a month ago or 2 months ago, they gave us that statement, when I serve myself, I serve the world. When I serve the world, I serve myself.
Yes.
Okay. That's how it goes. It's a resigive that happens at the same time.
Okay.
So that's what we are committing to, is the ease and grace, the ease and grace of serving ourselves through serving others. All right. So we go back to then when I go into the audition, or you go into the world, or we go into this session and go, wow, what can I give as well as what can I receive? That's the total balance that we're looking for.
Right.
So we're claiming the prayer for sure around that. But I am divine love and invoking the symbol. Okay, we are moving on.
Okay, all right. The next thing is something that I've spoken to you about before that I thought I'd cleared for months and months. And this actually refers to my eating disorder. Now, I'm not sure, probably about 7 months ago, we went through a whole bunch of stuff and seemed to clear it, and I seemed to be okay with it. And just about, I don't know, 6 weeks ago or something, I've decided to do some juicing for my health. And right after the juicing, I've seemed to, you know, have a spout of the eating disorder again. So can we go there, please, and clear that up?
Absolutely. The eating disorder again is it purging? Is it overeating? Is it, what is it?
Yeah, it seems to be, purging. It's.
Okay. Hey, we're going to help a lot of people here.
Yeah.
Tina.
Yeah.
Okay. So, they're saying there's something that triggered it, and you have attributed it to the juicing, but it's not the juicing. It's something that happened with male personality.
Right.
So go back 6 weeks ago. What happened?
My partner and I decided to move back in.
Back in together?
Yes, back into my house that I own with him. Yeah.
And?
Just the fear about that, I guess.
Absolutely. And literally what they're giving me the words, you were trying to purge your fear.
Right.
Okay. So I want to go even deeper with that. When you have a fear then, why? And when did the belief start that in order to relieve your fears, you have to let go of your food?
Right.
You have to purge. So we're going to why first, claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
The Lion King.
Okay. So the first thing I heard from that is the circle of life. So there's a belief in there that, and think of this literally in a circle. So we have the fear, and then we have the thought, I have to get rid of the fear. And the best way I can get rid of the fear is to purge my food.
Right.
Okay. The biggest fear, it's interesting, is that you're putting yourself out there with him. And isn't that kind of what you said to me? I have a little bit of fear of putting myself out there in this call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
synchronicity of this work. I mean, truly, you got to love it. So there is a fourth component to the circle. So I feel the fear. I have a belief that I have to get rid of the fear. I believe that purging gets rid of my fear. And then the last and fourth thing in the circle, we're going to the sheet, first sheet, second sheet. I'm going to the genetic list here, 1 through 5. We're going to knowing the I am is within me. In other words, knowing that you have control, that your I am presence is within you, and you get to choose what you want to do with that fear. But if it's the fourth thing in there, literally there is a belief that your I am presence, the God that you are, the creator of you that you are, is telling you to purge.
Right.
Okay, so who's in control of your energy? Who is your I am presence?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you have to literally reprogram yourself in the message that you give yourself so that the fear comes, you realize the belief, I have to get rid of this fear, and before you purge, you go to the next and final element, which is, I am the creator of my own energy. I can choose to handle this fear in a more conscious way. Right?
Yeah.
Instead of a reactionary way, which is the purging.
Okay.
Okay. Now we're going to when this all started. When all these beliefs came together in that order. Okay? They're screaming at me 6 years old.
Right.
With your mom and your dad. So what happened when you were six?
To be honest, Dee, I don't remember very much of my childhood, so I really couldn't say.
Okay, and why do you think you don't remember much of your childhood?
I chose to block it out. I couldn't deal with it.
Because?
I'm not sure.
Well, you blocked it out because it was so joyful?
No, I was in fear constantly, I think.
Okay, well, that's what I want to get to. So why do you think you might have been in fear constantly?
I didn't feel safe. From the little things I could remember, my father had his own business and, there were strange people hanging around that, didn't look too nice and, I think that may have contributed to it.
Okay. So let's get to the belief that you put together at 6 years old. And that's going to give us a lot of insight into why the six-year-old within you, when you go into fear, you still go, oh, when I'm in fear, I have to shut down. To get rid of the fear. That's not the highest belief, though, but we're going in the right direction. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
The Way We Were.
Okay. All right, so here's your belief. I literally cannot be loved or love myself when I'm my authentic self.
Huh.
So when I'm really me and I'm really truthful and I just put it out into the world, this is who I am, I'm not safe.
Wow.
And so I have to retreat, and I retreat into myself, and I can't stand myself when I retreat into myself because I'm not letting myself be authentic. And so I purge. I literally, well, the words they're giving me is barf my guts up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hold on. Now there's something else we're going to sheet. But give me another song, please.
Memories.
Okay. All of this stuff that we're dealing with, Tina, it reimplanted itself when you were six, but this is all past life stuff.
Yeah, you've told me that before.
This is all past life stuff that's running you. But if you see, you have that fourth component in place that I am not the creator of me, then all your past lives and your future lives and this life are still going to run you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer to it all is, wait a minute, I'm in control here. What do I want to choose? It's a true statement that you do have a choice before you purge.
Yeah.
Right?
I just feel out of control.
Well, you are out of control because you told yourself that you weren't your own creator.
Mm-hmm.
And if we tell ourselves that, then how can we have control over our own creation?
Yeah.
So every time you want to purge now, you literally want to stop and go, okay, I know what's going on here. I'm in fear. Wow. What's my biggest fear? Being authentic and putting myself out into the world and saying what I want and who I am and how I feel. And so now my boyfriend lives with me. Now I'm faced with being authentic all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it came back in.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Didn't really have anything to do with the juicing. But
yep.
That's how
okay.
We, you know, we automatically just kind of combine things that happen at the same time and put them together. They're also saying, though, they're also saying that the juicing is tough on your system.
Okay.
Well, does that resonate with you?
Yeah. I mean, everyone talks about how good it is, but it's like, it's, you know.
Well, but if it's not good for, do you literally physically feel cramping and stuff after you do it or while you're doing it?
I don't feel well. Like, everyone talks about how, you know, they go through a few days of detoxing and then third or fourth day they feel amazing. I never really get to that feel amazing, you know, point.
Yeah, your body needs more nutrients.
Okay.
And it's true that you're not heavy, isn't it?
Yeah, very true.
Okay. So you don't need to do it for weight. You're not choosing to do it for weight.
No.
You're not anorexic. It's not a, oh, my God, I've got to get thinner thing that I'm getting anyway. Is that true?
No, that's true.
Okay. So putting those two pieces of information together should alleviate it if you choose to be conscious in the moment that, you know, where you feel you want to go that way. If you haven't been juicing, I mean, we have to take that out of the equation because juicing is going to make you feel like you want to throw up, from what I'm getting. So if juicing isn't in the equation, you just have to stop yourself and go, okay, I'm the boss here. Is this really supporting the love of myself to make this choice? Because I do have a choice. I mean, you've got to talk to yourself like that, Tina.
Yeah.
You have a choice, Tina. What do you want to do? Support yourself in your growth and your health, or go ahead and purge again?
No, absolutely support myself.
Absolutely. But it's in that moment. See, that's the challenge that we're all in right now, is in the moment where we're being tested to stop and clearly be consciously choosing what direction our energy is being sent in. And the more consistently we do that, the quicker our manifestation happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm authentic, I'm never authentic, I'm authentic, I'm in fear of being authentic. I'm authentic, I'm sick of being authentic and sick of when I have to be authentic. Any of those addendums, we are claiming the prayer around. I am divine love, invoking the symbol. Now, they're saying there's one more thing around all this. I thought we were done, but no, we're not. Sheets, book, song. Give me another movie, please.
Life of Pi.
Okay. The whole movie of Life of Pi is about you can choose which story you want. At the end, he actually says to the guy, you know, well, that's the beauty of it, isn't it? You can choose whatever perspective on the story you want to choose.
Mm-hmm.
So the channel's inviting you to hold the perspective of love and joy and positivity around making the choice to empower yourself. So are you ready, willing, and able to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So that's our commitment now to knowing that it's a lot of fun to make choices where we're empowered and where we support ourselves. And so it is. All right, my dear. Now we're moving on. What else?
Okay. My next thing is also a reoccurring thing, which is my hair loss, which at the moment seems to be at its worst, and my scalp's itchy, and so we've put it down to stress, you know. But I don't know. I think that there's something more than that.
Yes, you do think that there's something more than that, and when I say there is, I get a no.
Okay.
Now,
surely I can't be that stressed.
That being said, Tina, stress breaks down your body in many different ways. So stress is the overall umbrella. Your adrenals could be low. Your thyroid could be screwed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
All because of stress. But you see, when you're in fear of being your authentic self, going back to the first of the call, that puts you in fight or flight all the time.
Right.
Which keeps you in stress all the time. So did your hair loss get worse when you moved back in together?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Well, so that's pretty clear, isn't it? After everything else we've gotten to today?
Yeah, yep.
I want to know... They want to go to why you're so stressful with your boyfriend, with living with him. go ahead, baby.
I'm not sure. Well, my voice is like, I'm losing my voice now.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, let's look at those words. I'm losing my voice. I can't
I
be
feel
my...
Like Yeah, I feel like I'm giving up a part of me.
Yes, and objectively, if you stand back, are you? Or do you have to? Is he asking you to?
No.
Or is that your thing that you can't be authentic and powerful?
Yeah, maybe it's me.
Well, it's always us. Whether we allow them to do it to us or not, it's still always us.
Yeah, okay. I thought I was getting better at that.
Well, you are. But if you heard the show, were you on the Ning show last night?
Which one was that?
The shift, the calls for the sisters?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Because I literally said, all our core things are up for us now. This is the time we all get to do the big shift. And the shit is really hitting the fan. And that's mm-hmm. what's going on in a lot of people's lives. Whatever, if you are committed to your expansion and your ascension, and you're committed to being the creator of your own beingness and your own life, all the core things that are keeping you from doing that have got to surface now. It's like the last hurrah.
Mm-hmm.
And your boyfriend is serving you in coming forward in this situation to kind of love you through it. Because when I say he's demanding of you, he's asking you to give yourself up, I get a no. Is that true?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Okay. So that tells you that you're going back into the fear that you have to shut yourself down to stay safe like you did when you were six. All right, they're just saying we've got to go to the past life. Oh, I haven't done this in so long. Okay, so we're claiming the symbol I am divine love. 50, 60, 70. How old are you?
38, almost 39.
Okay, well, oh, I was going 75 years ago. No, it's 75 lifetimes ago.
Okay. Wow.
Like I said, I haven't done this in. All right. Extremely poor, rags, barefoot, little girl on the streets. It looks like Ireland, maybe. It's cold. You're barefoot. And the picture that they're giving me is you literally run over to a trash can and throw up in it.
Mm.
Which comes from eating out of the garbage.
Okay.
And now they're showing me the juicing. So somehow the juicing is a memory of, well, eating out of garbage pails, eating rotten
wow.
food, eating, you know. So we have to connect that to what happened, though. Oh, geez. You would have to bring me this one, huh, woman? Sheet, book, give me a song.
Well, I don't have one.
Okay, well, that's it. No joy, no happiness, no hope. That's the biggest thing, no hope. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just really, truly in despair. And so, wow, that's the connection? Holy heck. Okay, so basically we're connecting eating, Tina. With joy. But it's not okay for you to be in joy, because whenever you're in joy, you have to be despondent and throw it up and eat the garbage.
Mm.
So that tells me, they didn't show me that picture, but that you came from you came from a place in that lifetime, yes, in that lifetime, where you were okay, where you were essentially okay, and well-dressed and eating well, and hold on, because I want to get really clear about this. This is really important connection for you, and we've almost got it. Can you give me a song now? The song when you were, when you had money and you had some wealth and you were taken care of and you had a pretty dress, what was the song then?
Walking on the Sunshine.
Okay. That is the song that you have to get back in this lifetime. That's why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Is to know that authentically that's you. That's why you chose the family that you chose to be born into. Because they would give you the impetus to go, no, I will not be this way again. I will not lose my joy again. I will not lose my song again. I will have a song in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. And so, erroneously, that's what we do, is we look at our childhoods and we go, that's the reason why I can't. Instead of looking at our childhoods and going, that's why I created that, so I could know the opposite positive.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I created a family who loved me unconditionally, and yet my father was an alcoholic and my mom always had to work and we were very poor. And so I created a family where really I couldn't trust being loved by a man. So that's been a journey that I've walked in this mm-hmm. lifetime, to know that I absolutely can trust being loved by a man, taken care of, that he will be there for me. And that is what you are being asked to do with yourself, honey.
What?
Can you bring mm-hmm. yourself back now to walking in sunshine, in this relationship, in your relationship with food, in your relationship to your authenticity? Can you bring
yes.
yourself back yes. to the creation of you and walk in the light, literally walk in the light?
Yes.
Okay, so we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. We are committed to this now. Hold on, there's something else now. Now we're going to the sheet. First sheet, second sheet. Oh, now we're going to the belief. Okay. I heard like minutes ago to go to core belief, and then they said no. So we had to get to this first so the core belief would make sense, I guess. This page here. Okay, this is interesting because it's come up in the last three private sessions that I've done. And I believe it came up on one of the shows. I have to struggle to conquer. Those aren't the highest words for you. So hang on, I have to listen here. Okay, here's the belief. I have to give myself up to conquer myself. So
yeah.
Welcome to purging.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what you have to know now and choose to know as the God of you is that I have to come forward and support and love myself unconditionally and know that I walk in the sunshine in order to conquer me.
Yep.
So in other words, the strong, supportive, loving part of you must conquer the fearful child, you know, who says, I have to give myself up somehow in order to be happy. So the boyfriend moves back in, and you start sharing love again, and the belief that you have to give up yourself somehow comes back, and so you start purging again.
Mm-hmm.
You see the whole circle now?
And
I'm checking that we do have the whole, we have all the information now, Tina, about how it all goes together.
Okay.
So the happier I am, the happier I can be. Right?
Yeah.
There's no trade-off. There's no compromise. I just get to be happy all the time, mm-hmm. everywhere, and everything I do.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so we're balancing everything by invoking all the yings and yangs around all of this. That's okay to say that. We're invoking the prayer, I am divine love, and claiming the symbol, which expands it out exponentially into all forevers. So it is. That, you see, you'd have to be in constant fight or flight and stress if every time you got happy, you had to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, are there medical things that can be done around your hair loss? Yes. But energetically, you had to do this first, or the other stuff just becomes a Band-Aid that of chemicals. Wow. A Band-Aid of chemicals. Those are powerful words that we put into our bodies that somehow give us the illusion that they are healed.
Mm.
So now, you know, check with a homeopath or check with a doctor about stress and what you can do around your hair loss.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else? No. Okay, we're moving on. What other subject would you like to go into? Because this has been pretty powerful so far.
Okay. I actually heard you on Sheila's radio show.
Uh-huh.
And I actually, you didn't know it was me, but I asked a question right at the end about vertigo. And you said something about growing too fast. And that I need to grow with ease and effortlessness. So,
And that really dovetails perfectly into this.
Yeah.
Because if you're fighting you anywhere, all right, let's just envision this. You're bent over from the waist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And part of you is saying, stand up, Tina. And the other part is pushing your back down and going, don't stand up. And you're fighting to stand up. Don't stand up. And you're fighting to stand up. The blood in your head literally doesn't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
So energetically, that is a metaphor. And again, a perfect metaphor for what we've gotten to, that all of Tina has to be on board singing her song of walking in the sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
If any part of us is fighting another part of us, it will be compromised in our bodies, in our money, in our relationships, in our health, because literally we're fighting ourselves. The biggest battle that we're fighting in the world is within ourselves, guys. You know? So there's something else
like
coming in about what, honey?
I feel like that all the time, that I'm struggling consistently with myself.
Well, okay. So what do you want?
Peace, love, harmony. I want to be happy.
Well, yes, but go back to your words. I feel constantly like I'm struggling with myself. So what do you want instead of that?
I want to love myself totally, completely, unconditionally.
Yes, and support yourself. And honor yourself. And choose the wholeness and the oneness of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So whenever you feel that coming up, you stop and go, well, there's a part of me, obviously, that's trying to go the other way. I'm the director here. Well, now this is interesting what I'm hearing. Never had this before. That you have to bring the majority of your energy over to I'm happy and I'm walking on sunshine, because right now your energy is split down the middle. So there isn't an energy. Oh, my God, this is interesting. There isn't an energy. There isn't a hundredth monkey in your energy, right? Because it's split right down the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're saying, let's just start with 10%. The 10% of you that wants to fight you and wants to keep you from singing your song is willing to come over right now and join the 50% of you that is committed to the empowerment creation of you and the song of you and the joy of you and the ease and effortlessness of your creation. So will you accept that 10% over into the part that it wants to join?
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's done. Now there's another 10%. Now that 10% is flipped over there, now we've got 60-40. And there's another 10% that says, okay, I'll come play. Do you want me?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So that 10% is now in the 70%. Now, I want to look at the other 30% and see what its greatest fear is of coming over to join you. And the first thing, I can't quite get the words, but it's like, well, no, without me, there's nobody to watch you and make sure you're doing it right. So that 30% of you subconsciously thinks it's there serving you and helping to protect you, when indeed it's not serving you and helping to sabotage you.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't know that. It literally was like, okay, well, I'm going to be the protector of the energy that just wants to be happy all the time. It's not safe to be happy all the time. You get, you know, everything taken away and you have to eat garbage. So I'm going to protect her from that. And it doesn't, that part of you doesn't know that if it would just come over and join the rest of the 70% into the wholeness of you to help you focus on everything positive and help you focus on exactly what you want and help you keep singing your song, it would serve you more. It knows that now. 20% of it is willing to come over. Will you accept it?
Yes.
Okay. So now we've got 10%. And the words that I'm hearing is, I will never come over. So I'm honoring it. I'm honoring that part of you, and I'm asking why. And again, it's about protection. So I'm saying to you, Tina, are you ready, willing, and able? Because you're the majority of the energy now. You're 90%. Are you ready, willing, and able to protect yourself by consciously creating what you want?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to direct that last 10% of you to come over, that you will take care of it, you will guard it, you will keep it safe, but it has to join into the wholeness of you right now. So can you do that, please?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, and we're claiming around all energy is whole, all energy is divided, the prayer. I am divine love. Claiming the symbol. And there it goes. It's still a little bit frightened, so make sure that you keep communicating to the wholeness of you that you are in charge, that you love the wholeness of you, all the parts of the wholeness of you, and that you are committed to taking care of all the parts of you in the highest love and support possible. So it is. So what does that feel like now?
Oh, it's like holding a newborn baby.
Yes, good analogy. And you are, because literally this is the first day of the rest of your life. So all your stories that happened before right now don't count.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all your quote-unquote supposed realities that happened before this moment don't matter. Not in the creation of the moment that you are in right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around all of that. The channel wants to go to the sheets. Oh, we're going to all the sheets, everything written on all the sheets. And if there's anybody new listening, these are the six sheets that I work with that are 20 years now of accumulation of knowledge and channeling. And so we are claiming the positive and the negative around everything that is written on all these sheets, invoking the prayer around that. I am divine love, claiming the symbol. And so it is. And they're asking me to read the prayer again, mm-hmm. for everybody so that you have it in your consciousness. I am the frequency of the balance of masculine, feminine, child, and belief systems in the radiation of my light. Within the electrical balance of the electromagnetic whole, within the whole, also known as the hearts, the brains, the soul, the spirit, the emotions, and the intentions. I direct this through divine love. I invoke the rays, flames, lights, and the golden light. I am whole. I am God. And this is my power. I honor myself, and I honor the world. And so it is. Wow. So awesomely, incredibly. Sounds so scientific, and they call it a prayer. You know, I love it. Because as we know, science and spirituality, science and the creation principles are coming closer and closer and closer, and the understanding that we're saying the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I want you to check your energy and see if there's anything else you want to talk about.
I just want to know why things seem to be happening, like health issues seem to be happening on the right side of my body. I've got the right knee that's playing up. I also have a rash on the side of my neck, on the right side.
Okay, what does your right side represent?
Is that the masculine side?
No, it's about the feminine.
Oh, okay.
It's about authentically being and hearing your highest guidance.
Wow.
It's about your instincts. It's about feelings. It's about the open heart. So, you see, everything that we talked about today was blocking the flow of the feminine energy.
Uh-huh.
Because you were saying, I can't be who I am.
Right.
And if I can't truly be who I am authentically, I can't hear authentically my guidance. I can't experience authentically the feminine part of me, which is the first part of creation, the divine hit, the message, the channel, the guidance. And then you bring the power of the masculine together with that and allow the child, which is the creation of anything, to be born.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So,
yeah.
It's interesting around the positive and the negative. Well, I don't quite understand this, but I do. I just follow the channel because it's never wrong. So we're putting the masculine as the positive and the feminine as the negative in the yin and yang for the prayer. Because for you, being your authentic self, which is the feminine, has been a negative.
Right.
And we want to bring the masculine and feminine into balance because that is how creation happens. So we're creating, we're invoking the prayer around the masculine, feminine, and the child, and how it affects the child. Okay. I am divine love, claiming the symbol, so it is. Wow, now that was really interesting. Did you follow what we did there, baby?
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. That was amazing. And we are truly complete here, Tina.
Okay.
I thank you so very much for serving me and thousands of people on this call.
Thank you.
Our hearts are open and go out to you, actually consciously sending you love now for all the shifts that you helped us create and in us standing with you that we help you create. Because when two or more energies are gathered together, creation happens, especially around strong affirmative intention. So thank you for joining me today, guys. Please, if you're called to sign up for Creation Station, do it now. That's a complete training and a two-day intense seminar getting to all your BS so that you can be the highest channel and serve the world in this work. I'm going to be in Florida. I'm going to be in London. Check it all out on iamdwallace.com. And we did use the sheets today. If you're interested, you can obtain those sheets under the Balance Podcast at imdwallace.com. In the meantime, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more. That's what it's all about, guys. And I will see you on Monday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation. Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.